After Democrats had wide success using health care as an issue in the 2018 campaign, in which they won control of the House on Capitol Hill, Massachusetts Capitol Hill Democrats are crying foul. It comes as Republicans this week claimed health care as their major party issue. WBUR's Kimberly Atkins reports from Washington.
Here's President Trump speaking on Tuesday to reporters on Capitol Hill.
The Republican Party will soon be known as the party of health care.
The comment came the same week the Trump administration asked a court of appeals to declare Obamacare unconstitutional in its entirety. Democrats are criticizing the move. Congresswoman Catherine Clark, vice chair of the Democratic caucus, says it immediately followed the end of the Mueller investigation.
It took this administration one day, one workday, to flip back to their true agenda and one of their true priorities, which is taking away health care from millions of Americans. One day it took them to get back on their message of what they're truly trying to do to American families.
Congressman Joe Kennedy responded angrily to Trump's claim that Republicans are now the party of health care. The Newton Democrat tells WBUR that while Democrats have put forward a litany of bills to make health care better and more affordable, Republicans have focused only on undermining existing protections.
Republicans, and particularly this administration, have shown yet again that their protections for the sick, the elderly, the folks in need of health care, which, by the way, is going to be every single American at some point in this country, every single one of us, is essentially hollow.
Kennedy is a member of the House Energy and Commerce Committee that vets health care bills. He says Congress could follow Massachusetts' lead and push for bipartisan reforms if only his colleagues across the aisle were willing. He says Democratic and Republican governors have worked with state legislators for over a decade to get more Bay State residents insured than ever.
When you have a bipartisan commitment, as we have had going back to Governor Romney, and carried on through Governor Baker, when you have a bipartisan commitment to do this, you can do it pretty well.
Republicans, including Maine Senator Susan Collins, said that any plan to replace Obamacare should come from the White House. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kimberly Atkins in Washington.